Right.
Okay. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
rose?
And I might tell you, yes, at 6 o'clock today, it
rose.
Okay. Ooh, this is going fast. You're quick, too. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake yet?
Dove.
And I could answer, yes, he what?
Dove.
Say it again?
Dove.
Okay, I was talking at the same time you were, and if I do that, then it won't pick it up. Yeah. So that's why I sometimes have to ask people to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown up?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, years ago they
grew up.
Okay. If I asked you how old you are, you would say, if I asked you how old you were, you would say, I am. Okay. If I asked you, are you tired, you might answer, no, I
am not.
Okay. Would you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he
does.
Okay. And finish this one. I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
Okay. Now, would you put a word into these sentences for me? I thought you, what, coming with us?
I thought you was coming with us.
Okay. And we, what, going to town when it started to rain?
We was going to town.
Okay. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there
are many things.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask, what color, what, the
are they?
Okay, say it again, please.
Are they?
Okay. And you might answer, the roses
are.
Okay. If I had asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
did not.
Okay. But if I say, have you done something already, then you would say, no, I
have not.
Okay. If I asked, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it
is not.
Okay. But now, if this was yesterday, and I said, was that a nice day, you'd say, no.
Yes, it was.
No, you'd say, well, let's say it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, was yesterday a nice day? You'd say, no, it
wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he, what, do that?
Should not.
Okay. And if I asked you if you can do something, and you think you can do it, but you're not sure whether you can do it or not, you can say, well, yeah,
I think I can.
Okay. Well, would you say something like, well, yeah, I might?
Yeah. Yeah, I might. That's about
right. Okay. Would you ever say, might, could?
Might, could. That's right.
Well, which one would you be more likely to say?
I might, could.
Okay. Would you ever say, might, can?
Might can, yeah, we have. I do use that sometimes.
But you'd might be more can. Likely to say might could?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, finish this sentence for me, please. Let's see. Suppose I stepped on some ice and my feet skidded out from under me. And I didn't hurt myself too bad, you know, but I was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and I said, I fell on the ice and I, what, broke my neck. I didn't break it, you know, but I fell on the ice and I
skidded down or broke your neck?
Yeah, well, there's one word, though, that means mm-hmm. That I didn't quite
slip.
Well, I didn't quite break my neck. Now, I fell on the ice and I
got hurt.
Yeah. But now, let me see. You might say something. Would you say something like, I almost broke my neck? Or I
almost, yeah.
Or would you use? Would you be more likely to use another expression?
No, I don't believe I would. I believe I'd say almost.
Okay, would you ever say liked him? I like
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I have to use that too. I like.
How about nearly? Would you ever say I nearly broke my neck?
Yeah, nearly.
Well, which one of those?
Well, I believe I'd be more likely to say I nearly.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. A penny is one.
Penny.
Yeah, but it's one